Now in Bahrain, regime forces have attacked anti-government ralliers who'd gathered to voice solidarity with Shia Muslims in Saudi Arabia. Activists say a number of people were injured after Bahraini security forces fired tear gas to disperse the crowds. Protesters have been demonstrating in a show of solidarity with the Shia community in Saudi Arabia's Qatif region that came under a deadly terror attack on Friday. Bahrain has been the scene of anti-government protests for over 4 years now. Protesters demand political and democratic rights for the Shia majority who have been marginalized by the Saudi-backed Al Khalifa regime for decades. Scores of people have been killed and thousands thrown behind bars for attending anti-government rallies. Meanwhile, thousands of mourners are gathering in Saudi Arabia's city of Qatif in a mass demonstration against a terror attack that killed Shia Muslims on Friday. Activists in the eastern city say over 5,000 people have already gathered in Qatif. The protesters have denounced the sectarian policies of the Saudi media and government, as well as the rhetoric by some Saudi clerics who promote Wahhabist ideology. They say sectarian language used by Saudi figures have fueled hatred against Shia Muslims. On Friday, 21 Shia worshippers lost their lives and scores of others were injured in a terrorist attack on Imam Ali Mosque in the village of Qudai in Qatif region. ISIL has claimed responsibility for the blast. Washington-based political analyst Ali Al-Ahmad says the Shia community in Qatif blames the Saudi government for the Friday deadly attack. He says local people in the eastern province are forming popular committees to defend the Shia community against terrorist attacks.
The protesters, the attitude is that the Saudi government is responsible for this attack, not only through its incitement, its official incitement, its stations funded that is inciting to kill Shia and others. But everybody is, you ask them who was behind this attack, everybody points the finger at the Saudi government. ISIS is just a cover to shift the blame away from the Saudi government who planned this attack. This bombing really serves the Saudi monarchy first. More than anybody else, and I think that's why the reason they bombed. It's a sign of frustration, and also to show the world that we are victims of terrorism. They have done this in the past. They used terrorist attacks to say we are victims of terrorism, but they made the people who are their opponent, the Shia in Qatif specifically, pay the price. There is a huge consensus on that the people of the region will form their own popular defense committees and weaponize themselves to protect themselves, because you know this has been an ongoing situation for the past 30 years where the Saudi government not only failed to protect the lives and property of the people of Qatif and the eastern province, but in fact the Saudi government is part to the murder and the killing and destruction of lives and property